The blinds are crunched up on top of Bee's head and her faces to the glass. It is only black outside. She breathes to make the surface and I watch her finger doing loops and lines. She is joined up writing. Me and Mum are on the sofa that is soon time to put the sheet on for bedtime. She jigs her knee to say my cuddle is over, but I go too heavy on her lap and ha, she cannot move. I can stay to ask all questions like one now. What is a fortnight?
2 weeks, says Mum.
She knows I am asking because of all the talk. A fortnight is not long. A fortnight is as much as is possible. A fortnight is plenty of time to find somewhere else. Mum is holding up two fingers as if I don't know what 2 weeks is.
We have been here for 2 weeks, and that is a fortnight.
God only knows why it is called a fortnight. A week is all the days one after another, then is another week. Mum says, go and play now while I make the bed. But it is too late to go outside, and there is no climbing whatsoever in the house. We must play quietly because Diane, who is the woman, doesn't like noise. Paul is the man. He has a beard and says Diane is trying to watch the television. It is a joke for just us. Diane is trying to watch the television. But we have to whisper. We are not staying. It is just until we find somewhere, and we will find somewhere soon. There is nothing to worry about. The door opens like a shock a bit because it is just us three in the room and nobody comes ever. It is Paul the man with the beard. His eyes are looking around. He lifts his big arm and points at Bee with a finger. That is rude, but Mum doesn't tell him. Mum is watching.
I've told her not to do that,
he says in his voice that is not scary. It is just an accent. Bee looks at him and her finger is still.
I'll clean the windows, says Mum and is bright.
She'll break those blinds, says Paul.
He swallows something right into his mouth, all beard, and goes louder a bit.
You can't stay here any longer. It's time to go tomorrow.
He is walking away. I am off Mum's knee in a rush and she is following him.
We have nowhere to go,